Boker Tov, everyone. Easy, fast. We are up to Simon Kuf Mem Zayin Sif Aleph over here. The bottom of page 57, moving on to page 58. The Gemara, all the way at the end of Maseches Megillah, that Bezrat Hashem, you'll learn at the end of the year. Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph tells us, Amar Rabbi Parnach, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Ochei Sefer Torah Orum Nikbar Orum. Anyone who holds the Sefer Torah naked will be buried naked. Orum salka daitach, what does that mean? Ela ema nikbar orum below mitzos. Below mitzos salka, that means he lose all of his mitzos because he touched the Sefer Torah on its, on the claf? No, answer the question, Elamar Rabbi, nikbar orum below oso mitzah. And he's going to lose out on that specific mitzvah. What specific mitzvah are we talking about? It's also machlokas in the Rishonim. Whatever you're osekin, says the Gemara over here, that you're going to lose out on that mitzvah. If you are the Baal Hagba, so you lose that mitzvah. If you got the Aliyah, you lose that mitzvah. Whatever mitzvah you're osik and you're gonna lose out on that mitzvah. Okay, so it's not a good idea. We see over here, there's an Isser to touch a Sefer Torah, Orum, what we call it. And that's what the Mechaber says over here, Asr lechol Sefer Torah, Orum below mitpachas. It is Asr to hold the Sefer Torah, Orum, without a mitpachat in between. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, quoting the Gemara that we just saw, Sikon Aleph, be Gemara Amrinin. The Avod Zedavur Zednikbar Arum Mitzazu. You're gonna be buried naked from this mitzvah. Nahainu, Shaylo Schar Shalot Mitzvah. You're gonna lose out on the schar for that mitzvah. That kavana. Shim achas v'karabo ain't lo schar mekriya. If when you're reading the Torah, you touch the Sefer Torah, so you're gonna lose out on the schar for that. V'chenim aso legolo ula hagio. Or if you're a sofer, or you're doing glila, or you're magia the Sefer Torah, so you're not allowed to touch the Sefer Torah. V'afilu negia ba'alma b'yadu the Sefer Torah ruma aser. Even a negia ba'alma, that is us. Because the dafka says over here shein tzorach. This is only talking about if there's not a tzorach to do so. Aval kishesh tzorach letikon ha-Sefer Torah litfork tzai. Something has to do. So the Sefer Torah. Uladabik bedevik, or to glue the Sefer Torah, matlis achadoma, heichadulash or rasha. If he needs to touch the Sefer Torah by doing that, then obviously it's going to be fine. Bereshus Moreinu Rabbeinu Harav Shlit. Okay, so that is, if there's going to be a tzarech, then it's going to be okay. But if for the most time that we're dealing with over here, what happens to be a lot is over here in Sifkat and Beis, it talks about when you're doing Hagban Galila and the Sefer Torah is not exactly straight. The Sefer Torah is not exactly straight. You're not allowed to say, touch the parchment of the Sefer Torah and move it. Okay? That is going to be absolutely usher to go ahead and do. Okay? That's not going to be allowed over here. Sikot and base. In law, you need a beged. Hamasik, you need at least a beged that's going to be mafsik. Meaning, you either take your talus or you take something else that's going to be mafsik between your hand and the Sefer Torah. When your goal is the Sefer Torah, and sometimes the Yiriyot of the Sefer Torah goes too high or goes too low, it's not straight. In order to straighten out. Therefore, you want to lift it up, you want to pull it down. In order that's equal, you should not touch it with your bare hand. You need to have a sakas talis. That's why the minhag is to go ahead and do it. It's not just a stomp thing over here. You're required to go ahead and do it to make sure that you are not touching the Sefer Torah bare. That's talking about, obviously, the klaf, the yiriot of the Sefer Torah. However, it says the Mishnah Berurah over here, of amude ha-Sefer Torah, yachod loz below blemit pachas, the amude, made tzchayim and stuff like that. That you are allowed to touch with your bare hands, even though then the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Mechmir and even not to touch the Tzchaim with their bare hands, like brought down in the Bar Hetiv over here. That's not the Minhag Olam. We are generally makel to go ahead and touch the Tzchaim. Kal v'chomer, something is doing Hagba, they should not try it. Al yidei davar acher, chas v'sholom, something could happen to the Sefer Torah. Now, what are we talking about over here? They are not allowed to touch a Sefer. All Svarim you're not allowed to touch. Okay, just a Sefer Torah. And what exactly is the problem? So number one, the problem as brought down in Levush over here, it is considered a zilzal in the Sefer Torah to touch it with your bare hands. That is considered a zilzal in the Sefer Torah. We only touch it al yedei davar ach. Says the Ramah over here. What are we talking? All other keep the kodesh. Some say the same din applies. And you can't touch it with your bare hands. What are we talking about over here? Not what are you talking about over here? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Siv Katan Gimel Sharki Fikodesh, Vidavka Kekshuvin Ashuris Alaklaf, Ubidyok Kesever Torah. We're talking about only Svarim, like the Nevi'im that we have in Aaron over there, of the Treyasar, the Chezkel, the Yoshua, whatever, it's like those are written, the Klaf, Ubidyok, there is an opinion holds, also those you're not allowed to hold with your bare hands. Okay? However, says the Rama on this din, even though he brings down a Yeshua from that heaviness, he says, below Nagu came. He says the Minag is not like this, that you are allowed to touch by Shar Svarim, even though the written Beklaf, even though the written Bidyo, you can still touch him with your hands. However, he does say, even though the Minag is not like this, Vitov Lahachmer, Imlo Natal Yadov. However, that's only if you have clean hands, if you did not wash your hands. If you did not wash your hands, then even to be Machmer by Shar Nevi'im. Ube Sefer Torah, filu b'kai gavna, os. But by Sefer Torah, there's nothing to talk about. By Sefer Torah, even if you've washed your hands, even though you know your hands are clean, it is still going to be us. So far we see two shlavim over here. We have a Sefer Torah, which is Asr Legamri, even with clean hands, even if you've washed your hands, not going to be good. By Shar Svarim, if you know you've washed your hands and they're clean, you're allowed to touch the klaf with them. But if you do not wash your hands, then even that is going to be awesome. What about other svarim that are not written in the klaf? We just saw over here, the Mishnah Berurah told us over here that even that is even more makel. That's true. The Mishnah Berurah, going back to Siv Katan and Gimel again, look inside. Aval svarim shalanu, sheinichtavim bof enzeh, our printed svarim that are not written in a klaf, not written with biyodio, l'kuli alma motor avafilu kodim netilah. That's going to be mutter. You're allowed to touch your svarim even before Netilah. See, now you don't know for sure you wash your hands. However, even by this, he said, Umiyu davka bestam yadayim. This is only if you don't know if your hands are clean or dirty. You don't have to go out and wash them before touching your svarim. Aval kishi yodo shenogo memokom atinofis yesh lahachmer. If you know you touched a dirty part of your body, you went under your shirt and you touched your armpit, or you scratch your head, your scalp, not your hair, your scalp, or things like this, you know you dirtied your hands, you should not touch your svarim, says the Mishnah Berurah. That's the psak over here in the Mishnah Berurah, and therefore we have three dargis over here. We have Sefer Torah that is always usher to touch with your hand. Eli and Cain, it's a tzara gadol, you can't do it any other way. Like when they're stitching up the Sefer Torah, man, like that. Other times it's absolutely usher, it's a bazillion to the Sefer Torah to touch it with your hands, and you're going to be nikbar arum below this mitzvah, as we learned from the Gemara. By shar svarim, as long as you have, as long as you've washed the tzitzit before davening, before they, and your hands are clean, then it's fine to touch those parchment with your bare hands, okay? But by shar svarim, even if you do not wash the tzitzit, but you have stam yadayim, you don't know if they're dirty or clean, you're allowed to go ahead and touch your gemara, you're allowed to touch your chumash that's printed, and anything other svarim is going to be mutter. However, if you know your hands are dirty, you should go ahead and cleanse your hands. If you do not have water around, you could go ahead and wash them out. Kol midei menake. You can rub them in the back of your chair or the table and things like that. But you should not touch them directly. Okay? So that's this din over here. And by the way, that's one of the reasons why perhaps by Sefer Torah Ma'akpet have two Eitzi Chaim, at least by the Ashkenazim, we have the two Eitzi Chaim, because you cannot touch the Sefer Torah otherwise. By the Nevi'im, some have two Eitzi Chaim, like we have over here in the Yeshiva. Many of the Tanakhs, many of the Nevi'im that are written in the Klaf, they don't have two Eitzi Chaim. One of the reasons is because you're allowed to touch the parchment over here if your hands are watching the Tfilas Yadayim. Now moving Vayter, which is Vayter, back in the Gemara, and Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph in the Maseches Megillah. It's just a couple lines up over here. Okay, we're going to get to later on. A couple of pages from here, all the rest of the dinim of Hagba. But one of the dinim that's brought down over here, at least according to some Rishonim's understanding, it says over here. Zomer of Shafta, Yomer of Yochna, Asar Shikaru Batorah. If you have 10 people read from the Torah, or 3 people, or 7 people, however many people read from the Torah, Hagodul Shebehem Golo Sefer Torah, the greatest one amongst them, they should do the Golel Sefer Torah. Okay, why? Hagolel not the Schar Kulam. Damar Yeshua ben Levi, Asar Shekar B'Torah. Hagolel Sefer Torah, Kibol Schar Kulan. Schar Kulan, Sagadai, he gets the Schar of everyone else's Aliyah. Ela'ema Kibol Schar Kineged Kulam. He gets the equal amount of Schar that everyone gets. The person who's Golel the Sefer Torah, he goes and gets. And obviously over here the question is, what in the world are we talking about over here? What is Golel Sefer Torah? And there's at least 5-6 different Perushim in the Rishonim, which maybe is why We leave this zav, we don't really follow this din, so I don't usually give the greatest person a hagba. We generally are follow the opinion that we're talking about a hagba. Some hold that it's Glila, the one who's gonna roll the Sefer Torah, okay? Some hold we're talking about a golo, is someone who finishes off the Sefer Torah, he gets the last Aliyah. Sometimes the last Aliyah in the Sefer Torah, he's talking about getting Chasen Torah, okay? Getting Chasen Torah, that's the greatest, and that's why he makes a big kibbutz to get Chasen Torah. Whatever it is, the godl should be cool and is supposed to get it. Says the Mechaber over here, Gadol Shabaotim Shekara Batorah Golo, like the Pashas the Gemara, that sounds like the greatest one amongst the ones who got the Aliyah, he goes ahead and, let's assume we're talking about Hagba over here, he goes ahead and gets Hagba. Okay? Says the Mechaber in the Uregim Liknosa B'dam Yikarim Lechavi Mitzvah, and it was used to be sold for lots of money in order to Mechavi for this great Mitzvah of Hagba. Says the Rama over here, Yesh Omrim ima me'il b'tzad echad pishta, u b'tzad echad meshi. Okay, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah and the Rama later on are going to say beferish, it is hagba. Okay, later on, I didn't over here, later on we'll see it's beferish, it's hagba. Some say, if you have a me'il for the Sefer Torah, b'tzad echad pishta, u b'tzad echad meshi. You have two different materials. One's a cheaper material, pishtan, and one's a more expensive material like silk, meshi. Okay, you have two sides. You have to make sure that the more expensive side is touching the Sefer Torah part, because the Sefer Torah is more hush, just like in the Mishkan, there was a tzipui of zav in the bimifnim. So too over here, the expensive side should be touching the Sefer Torah. Now the Mishnah Berurah over here says we're not talking about the outer me'il. We're talking about the inner me'il. I guess they had a bigger thing that would close the Sefer Torah together. The one that's touching the Sefer Torah, he says over here, that should be with the more expensive material. That's what he says over here. Okay? Fine. The Mishnah Berurah also says over here that this is the reason why we're makbid. Some are over here, the Mishnah Berurah says we're makbid to make sure we have the same material everywhere in order not to get into this problem which is outside the inside. And so this, we have the same material on the whole Sefer Torah. Now just going back to this idea that Hagba and Galila, we see over here that Hagba and Galila are not just nothingness, okay? So here it sounds like Hagba was the greatest of the kibbutz. Look inside over here. Sifkat and Vav. Number one, he brings down Achron that disagree. The Mechaber says the greatest one who got an Aliyah already, he gets Hagba. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikon Vav, V'yesh Posim Da Godol Shebeveis Knesses Gola. No, it's not the person who the greatest one who got an Aliyah. If there's someone greater than the Knesset who did not get an Aliyah, he's the one who should be doing the Hagba. Avo Pisha Lo Karab Torah, even though he cannot read the Torah. V'chein Pasak Agra Biruro, that's the Psak of the Gra. V'chein Pashar Amidin Kayom, Shei Mechatsin Achar Misha Karab Torah. That's the minute, at least the part that we don't give it to someone who got an Aliyah, that's for sure the minute. Do we give it to the Rav of the Shul every time? Absolutely not. Generally not. The only thought I have on the matter is because maybe perhaps it's because we don't know what exactly the Gemara is talking about. There's so many different opinions, and therefore we just give them a style. We know Aliyah is very chashuv. And Hagbo, whether it's the most chashuv or not, that we don't know. Okay? But anyways, we don't give it to the person giving the Aliyah. Okay? Siv Katan Zayin says, Golo Zeu Mikr Di. V'asha Nagu Shul Adakti B'zeh. Nowadays, we are not Medakti, we just said. U'michavdim Afla Nashim Be'inoni Mishim Darkei Shalom. Because it's Komitei Darkei Shalom. In order, therefore, we don't just give it to the greatest person there, we don't want to cause machlokas again. But we see over here, Hagba is a very, very chashuv thing. Very, very chashuv. And it could be that Glila is also very, very chashuv because we see our some opinions hold that Glila is what really what we're talking about. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the Hamshach, V'im yesh shnei yartzai. You have two people who have yartzai. V'yom echad, I guess they're talking about Sheini, Vich, Hamishi, and there's only one Aliyah to give them. One person got the Aliyah, yesh l'chavid ha'sheni b'agba. The other person has yeretz, says l'chiyav, you'll give him hagba, which you see, once again, is very chashuv. And then, says the Mishnah Berurah, oh, Glila, don't forget about Glila, Glila is also very important. Says, mitzvah's Glila af ki rabbi. Even though mitzvah Glila is also very, very chashuv, nagu l'chavid af l'ktanim, we give it even to a katan to do Glila. It's one of the few things we allow a katan to do. A katan, only one that understands what is the Dvar Shebekdusha. b'kidei lechanchem b'mitzvos. In order, mechanich them the mitzvos, something that they could go and do participate in the shul, that we want to encourage the children. Not because glila is something that's not chashuv. You see, people are very chashuv, they don't like to take glila. It's not chashuv enough for them. Okay, we see that's obviously not the truth over there. You should run to go do glila. Glila is a very big kivud also. And it's just, we give it to the ketanim also in order to mechanich them mitzvos, not because it's something that is not so chashuv. Okay? Then he says over here, and this is important, I just want to see, before we see the next line of the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sikkot and Zayin, Marina Rabbeinu Nebenzal has a very interesting Ahara over here. He says in the new, it's only in the new edition over here, it says over here, Dir Masel Gola. Okay, so he says, Dahainu Hagba. So he says, the Farish we're talking about over here, and all of our Sifa we're talking about Hagba. He says, Mishnah Nosnu Lola Hagbiya. Someone who is given Hagba, Osir lo limona, you're not allowed to refuse Hagba, says Moreno Rabbi. Why? Mishum arur asher lo yakim et divrei haTorah zos. It's one of the arurim. Arur curses the person who does not uphold the Torah. What's upholding the Torah over here? Picking up the Torah. Upholding the Torah is the mitzvah of Hagba, at least according to some opinions over here. And therefore, Nevin Zal says that one should not refuse Hagba. That means if, I don't know, you got a broken arm, or you don't think the Torah is too big, you should go ahead and take Hagba because you don't want to get this curse. So Bistama, that would not be the truth. As the Mishnah Berurah says over here, look at the Mishnah Berurah, back in Sikkot and Zayin, right after the Shari Ephraim, the brackets, this is Ot Katoshan. She'inas gan rashay l'chabit mitzvah sagba, l'mish yadav rosas in harbe, o l'zaki mitash koch. This is really upon the Gabbai to make sure that he does not give a hagba to someone who can't handle it. Someone who is very old, or is not very strong. She'aduahu. Because what's going to, even if they're able to do a hagba, what, they're going to pick it up and they sit right back down because they're scared. He doesn't have the koch to hold it for a long time. Because the nation cannot see it. And even this person, even if he is mechavi, he should say, I don't want it. Okay, so we see over here for sure if his reasoning for not doing hagba is because he doesn't think he could do a good job. He's afraid to pick up a heavy sefer Torah, which either he's not going to do a good job, he's going to sit down right away, or for that matter, obviously, he's afraid he's going to drop Chas V'Shalom, drop the Sefer Torah, we don't go ahead and worry about the fact that he's going to be over this curse. Marina Rabbeinu Harav Shlita. Harav brings down in the Mishnah Berurah that someone who was given Hagba, he's not allowed to refuse because he could be over the Arur of, if he doesn't feel he has Koach, he's afraid he's going to drop it, then it's a mitzvah for him, Tim. He's not going to get the Arur then. So he will not get uttered if his kavana over here is because he's afraid. If his kavana is, he wanted shlishi, and he didn't think that they give him a big enough kavod, then it's shayich this curse. But if he's doing it for the betterment of the tzibur, then it's going to be mutter for him to go ahead and do. Okay? I'm going to stop over here in terms of this. We have a couple more horrors over here, just because I forgot a couple of things from last time. I meant to start off here today, just to finish off a couple of things from last time, and that is that we talked about standing for a Sefer Torah. You have to stand for a Sefer Torah when it's moving, when it's standing. You're allowed to now go ahead and also sit down if it's at the place of the Bima, or someone's just standing still with the Sefer Torah. But when it's moving, you have to go ahead and stand for the Sefer Torah. What about a Pasul Sefer Torah? Let's say they're removing a Pasul Sefer Torah. So I believe Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Shlita told me that one does not have to stand for a Pasul Sefer Torah. Is this correct, Rav? Around for a puzzle safer Torah, one does not have to stand. Correct? For a puzzle safer Torah, does one have to stand for a puzzle safer Torah? No. One does not have to stand for a... Only if it's Maris Ayin. People don't know it's puzzle, so then one should stand up because of Maris Ayin. But if everyone knows that the Sefer Torah is puzzle, they put the gartel on the outside, one does not have to stand for a puzzle Sefer Torah. And Kavach Homer, for Nevi'im, one does not have to stand up if one's taking the Navi out of the Beis Medrash. Let's say one does not have to stand up for the Navi also. Okay, so that's a couple more things from the end of last year. Adkan for today.